So this kid has a ventricular septal defect because right away we look at this 2-on-6 holosystolic murmur and we say, well, in pediatrics, that's classically VSD. Okay, so without even looking at the oxygen saturations, that's just the classic murmur association there. But let's say you don't know that, and you look at the oxygen saturations alone, you can still get the answer. So we start off by looking at the vena cava, and it's 73%. And we expect that oxygen should not increase going into the right atrium. And you can see that the oxygen does, in fact, stay the same. 73 from the vena cava, 73 oxygen saturation in the right atrium. Okay, so far so good. And then when we move from the right atrium into the right ventricle, suddenly the oxygen saturation of the blood increases from 73 up to 84%. You say, well, how the fuck is that possible? Because how is the blood getting oxygenated moving from the right atrium to the right ventricle? That shouldn't happen. So you know that the right ventricle is receiving oxygenated blood from the left ventricle and that we have a VSD. So then we look at the answer choices. We see that choice C, failure fusion of the endocardial cushions with the interventricular septum, that's the only one that sounds ventricular. So that's the answer here. If we were to look at some of the other answer choices, such as choice A, failure of closure of the ductus arteriosus, that not only would that murmur sound different, it would be a continuous machinery murmur, or pan-systolic, pan-diastolic, or to and fro. Those are the three ways PDA sounds. So not only would the murmur sound different, but we would not see this oxygenation pattern. If anything, we would get increased oxygenation going from the right ventricle into the pulmonary arterial circulation. Okay, so because you're going to be getting oxygenated blood going from the distal aortic arch into the proximal pulmonary arteries. So it's not choice A. And then choice B, failure of closure of the foramen ovale, that would be consistent with an ASD. ASD, you get fixed splitting of S2, which is the difference between the closure of A2 and P2, the aortic and pulmonic valves. I could talk about splitting for 45 minutes. We're not going to go down that rabbit hole right now. But the bottom line is, if choice B were the answer, closure of foramen ovale failure, then we would have fixed splitting of S2. And we would expect increased oxygenation going from the vena cava into the right atrium, right? Because the right atrium would be receiving oxygenated blood from the left atrium. So not our answer here. Choice D, failure of resorption of the septum primum. That's just another potential etiology for ASD, same as failure of closure of the foramen ovale. Okay, so that's also wrong. And then choice E, failure of vena caval rotation about the atrium. Yeah, I just made that up. That's just, yeah, just a distractor. And so in this case, I just want you to be aware that on the USMLE, you can get this type of question as very classic for pathophysiology. They want you to be aware of the anatomy of the heart in terms of blood flow, the direction of blood flow through the heart, the sequence from vena cava, right atrium, right ventricle, okay, pulmonary circulation, then left atrium, left ventricle, then vena cava. Okay, so just basic anatomy and just kind of piecing that together with, well, if one parameter changes abnormally, then what might that mean? Okay, so that's it.